Welcome and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this point. Now, let me hand the call over to your host, Marquis Flannery. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the call today. Before I start to discuss my remarks with you, I wanted to mention that there aren't that many questions that have been submitted thus far. So if you do have a question that you'd like to submit, perhaps you can start sending them in now as I'm speaking. So first, I'd like to say that I hope everyone had an enjoyable and restful holiday weekend. As we head into the last days of what's been a tough year for all of us, there's an article on Frontline VNSNY website that I recommend checking out if you haven't already done so, and that's the 2020 Year in Review. I think you'll be amazed to see everything our staff has accomplished this year, all in one place. I certainly was. I also want to remind everyone that there are still a few days left if you wish to make a donation to our Strength From Within employee giving campaign. You can direct which VNSNY safety net program you want your contribution to go to, so you'll know exactly how your gift is making an impact in supporting VNSNY's mission. You have until December 31st to make a donation, and if you contribute $50 or more, you'll be entered into a raffle for great prizes, including a new laptop computer, movie passes, and gift cards to local businesses. A record number of staff members have already participated this year, so thank you for that terrific response. Today, I'm going to devote the main part of my remarks to an update on our COVID-19 vaccine program, Vaccinate VNSNY. We still don't know exactly when we'll be receiving our first delivery of the Moderna vaccine from the New York City's Bureau of Immunization, but we know it's going to happen in the very near future, and we're busy making preparations so that we can begin vaccinating our field clinicians and home health aides as soon as we get the vaccine, starting the day after we receive it. Since our initial supply of vaccine doses will be limited, we plan to begin by offering the vaccine to field staff with specific work assignments, which is similar to what hospitals are doing. The first phase of vaccinations will be offered to frontline staff who work in skilled nursing or other long-term care facilities, as well as partners in care and hospice staff who work long-hour assignments in patients' homes. We are still working on which field staff will be prioritized after that, and we'll let you know as soon as those plans are in place. As you've probably heard, the Moderna vaccine is given in two separate shots, which are administered 28 days apart. We'll be contacting each staff member individually to schedule both your first and second COVID vaccine shots, so please wait for us to contact you. For now, all COVID-19 vaccinations will be administered on the third floor of our 220 East 42nd Street office in Manhattan. That means that once we start vaccinating, the third floor at 220 will be closed to everyone except those delivering or receiving the vaccine, and it will remain closed until all COVID vaccinations at 220 have been completed. That includes the Grand Cafe, the terrace, and all conference rooms and drop-in stations on the third floor. If you need access to this area for any business reason, please contact your supervisor, and they will help you arrange access. I also want to remind everyone that getting the COVID-19 vaccine is completely voluntary, but I hope that you'll decide to get vaccinated. The Moderna vaccine was extremely effective at preventing COVID-19 illness in clinical trials, and it's also been found to be quite safe. 2 million Americans have now gotten either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine since they received FDA approval, and the large majority of side effects being reported are very mild. The most common are soreness around the injection site and possibly some fatigue or fever, and they usually last just a day or two at most. The only people that the CDC has told to be cautious about getting the Moderna vaccine are individuals who've had a previous allergic reaction to injected medications or vaccines. If you're in this group, you should talk to your doctor about whether you should get vaccinated. Everyone else over the age of 18 is encouraged to get the vaccine. For more information on the vaccine, visit our Vaccinate VNSNY site on the VNSNY intranet, or go to the COVID-19 vaccine page of the Partners in Care Resource Center. Vaccine FAQs have been posted in both locations, including answers to questions submitted by staff to Andrea Castellanos' vaccine conference calls, which take place each Monday at noon. In addition to those calls, we'll also be sending out regular email updates regarding all activities related to the COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, as we wait for the COVID-19 vaccine to arrive, we all need to stay vigilant, and that includes those of you who will be getting the vaccine, since it's possible you may still be able to spread the virus even though you yourself are protected. Right now, the positive COVID-19 test rate in New York State is just under 6%, so it's important that you continue to wear a face mask outside of your home, maintain 6 feet of distance from others whenever possible, and keep washing those hands. Rapid COVID tests are now available at every one of our regional offices most weeks, although this week there is no testing at our Bronx or Westchester locations due to staffing issues. Each week's testing schedules posted on the COVID-19 section of the intranet and on the Partners in Care Resource Center on Frontline. No appointment is needed, and you get your results in just 15 minutes. With New Year's Eve being this Thursday, our only support call this week is the regular Tuesday call for home health aides, which takes place at noon today. Starting next week, we'll move back to our normal schedule for all support calls. Finally, I want to express my appreciation to all of you for truly going above and beyond this year and for meeting every challenge that you've faced with skill, bravery, and determination. I can't thank you enough. I also wish each of you the very best for the new year. With the arrival of the COVID vaccine, I really believe we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So that concludes my update, and now I will turn to questions that were sent to the COVID-19 conference email box. So the first question, I'd like to know the status of the parking permits for field clinicians. Parking permit expires on December 31st, 2020. So yes, the parking permits that you currently have expire, but the good news is we did receive word last week that those parking permits have been extended through June 30th of 2021. So the same permit that you have is the permit that you need to continue to use, but you need to attach the additional PDF, keep them in your windshield so that you do not receive tickets, and there are guidelines that you need to continue to follow regarding, you know, which areas you can and cannot park in. But those should be familiar to you because you've now had parking passes for about a year, so you should be familiar with that. So again, same parking pass, new PDF. Next question. I changed my car recently to a different model. Please advise how to obtain a different permit because we would not be allowed to make changes in the permit itself. Thank you for taking the time for this question. So unfortunately, they are not giving us additional permits to be able to give a second permit to someone who had one and is using a different car. You may want to reach out to Sal Bastardi to see if there is any other guidance that he can provide. And I will forward this email to Sal to expect to hear from you. Next question. When will VNSNY staff who work remotely be notified when the vaccine will be available to them? So first, we need to get the vaccine. So once we get the vaccine, then in accordance with the prioritization that I just shared with you, we will begin to notify staff who are being scheduled in priority order. Andrea, anything you'd like to add to that?
Nothing really, Markia, except that if you've been watching the news, there's very, very strict guidance from the governor's office and from the state about who can get the vaccine right now and who can't. And we must follow that guidance exactly. And so we are going to be very careful about that. So that's the only thing I wanted to add, Marky.
Thank you. Next question. We were informed that parking passes have been extended for clinicians who already have passes. What are the plans for recent new hires? So, again, they did not give us additional passes, and it was quite a struggle to get these original passes renewed. I would, again, say that any new hires should reach out to Sal Bastardi to see if there are any remaining permits that are available for new hires, but unfortunately, unless we receive additional passes, we're not going to be able to provide them to those who do not have them. Next question. My question is, why are all the nurses that are trained to give the rapid tests not set up on the Navica app? Yesterday, I had to go to the fifth floor to get my test, which Markey is encouraging the staff to get, and there were two nurses there. One of them, who does have the most pleasant disposition, is set up on the app, and the other only does paper. This is not convenient, as you have to be able to return in 15 minutes to get your results, and you may not be able to get in since the ID doesn't work for everyone that's coming to the office. It is only if you're being tested on the ground floor that you're able to return for your results. But if you have the app, not only do you receive the results on your phone, but you also have a history on your app because it keeps your results. If you've done it with paper, that's not possible. Also, you have to then go and chase down your results. As we're not coming into the office every day, and with the numbers going up, that's not very convenient. Please encourage all nurses to be able to access the app. So it's not a nurse's refusal to utilize the app. There are some challenges, and I'm going to ask Tony to address the issues with the utilization of the app.
Sure. Good morning, Mark. This is Tony Dawson, the VP for Quality and Customer Experience. So my apologies for the inconvenience with us not being able to use the app on every single device. The app only works on an iPad, and we have limited iPads for the nurses, especially for the per diem nurses who are doing the flu vaccinations, and that's why we also gave you paper. You should get your results within 15 minutes, and there's nothing to stop you waiting for those results and give you that on a piece of paper. The only advantage to the Navica app that we originally thought that we could use for was for the nursing homes and for the skilled nursing facilities, but they don't always accept that app either. They want it in paper. So, unfortunately, we do not have the ability to do that for everybody right now. We're working through those as we continue to do our testing and continue to expand our sites. But, unfortunately, we do not have that access for all of the per diem nurses that do that for us. So, please be patient with us, and we will give you paper, a paper result. You have to wait for 15 minutes for your test results anyway, and it's easy for us to fill in that piece of paper at the end of that result. Thanks, Marky.
Thank you, Tony. Next question. Patients are asking if there are any plans to vaccinate patients as well. So right now, the prioritization, which is being set by the health commissioner and the governor's office, are to vaccinate healthcare workers first. So we have not even received our vaccine. We're hoping to get it soon. They're starting with healthcare workers. Once healthcare workers are vaccinated, then they will continue to issue prioritization. We are not sure if we will have a role in helping to vaccinate patients. We've made it known to the city health department that we are prepared to support the city in vaccinating patients and the community, and we have a call with the city commissioner in 2 weeks, so we may know more at that time. Next question. What is the estimated number of employees, field and home health aide, that will receive the vaccine? So we have about 9,000 field staff in total between our clinicians and our home health aides, a little bit more, but in that ballpark. And we're hopeful that we will receive adequate vaccine to vaccinate all of them. Again, it is voluntary, so staff may not choose to be vaccinated, but we hope that they will. And again, remember, each vaccine, each person needs to be vaccinated twice, 28 days apart. Andrea, anything you'd like to add related to that?
No, Marky, you have it exactly correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Where do we get the new PDF to accompany the extended parking pass? So the PDF has been provided to the leadership within the CHA and in our home care agents in a hospice. So you should be able to get them directly. Andrea, do you know if the leadership has started to provide them? Because I know that we asked that they be sent to Jennifer and Rosemary to make available to their staff.
Yes, I know that Jennifer and Rosemary received the PDF, and I believe that they sent it to all of their staff. So you can reach out directly to your manager, and we can take this particular message from this person and send it to either Jennifer or Rosemary. I'm not sure this is hospice or
chat. It's home care, yeah. It's the CHA.
Yeah. I'll forward it to Jennifer so she can make sure this person gets it.
Thank you. Next question. I am a clinician that has an ALF site, that's assisted living facility site, and they continue to request the COVID testing results weekly. Is the rapid test at 220 Manhattan office still considered not acceptable by DOH for acceptance at an ALF site? I spent almost 2.5 hours at the city MD during working hours just to get rapid tested, and the lines are getting longer and longer. Is there a plan in place to assist clinicians that require testing for ALF sites regularly? So, Andrea or Tony, would you like to take this?
Sure, I can take this. So, we continue to work with our government affairs staff and through the city to petition the state, petition New York State to allow us to use the rapid test for our ALFs and SNFs. Unfortunately, they have not allowed us to do that up until this point. So most SNFs and ALFs require us to have the full PCR test in order to enter those facilities. And so we continue to work on that. As soon as we have that solved and as soon as we get permission from the state, we will let you know. But unfortunately, they will not allow us to do that at this point.
Right.
Thanks.
But the good news is these are the staff that are going to be prioritized for receipt of a COVID vaccine. Isn't that correct, Tony?
Yes, that's correct. So, and then hopefully once SNFs and ALFs get their staff tests are vaccinated and our staff get vaccinated, hopefully that will reduce some of this confusion and some of this burden on our staff to get tested every single week. So we're hoping that that's going to happen hopefully in the next couple of weeks and in the next couple of months.
Thank you. The next question, prior parking pass directions said we no longer need the additional PDF. Should we now get the PDF? Thank you and happy and healthy new year to everyone. So the instructions that we received from the city with the notification that the parking passes have been extended through June 30th of 2021 was to include the PDF and have it be displayed. So I would include it because that's their direction as a way to prevent getting tickets, because we know that some staff have had challenges with getting tickets. They've been overturned, but it's effort, and we're trying to prevent that effort from having to be taken. Next question. I remember hearing on a previous call that the managers will have staff on a list for the vaccine. And if you refuse when your name comes up, then you would fall to the bottom of the list. How much notice will be given when called and offered the vaccine? Andrea, would you like to take this?
Sure, Marky. So we will have a schedule, and we will try to make the vaccine time for you as convenient as possible. We will most likely have a schedule for probably the next week to 10 days, maybe even 2 weeks. And so we really hope that we'll be able to accommodate a scheduled time for you. during that time. Obviously, if there's a problem with the schedule or you're on vacation, et cetera, and we don't have the schedule open, say, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we will accommodate you with whatever issue you're having associated with scheduling. But it's our intent to try to make our schedule available associated with the free time that you have to take the vaccine.
Thank you. Next question. Will any accommodations be provided to the Westchester nurses required to go to the 220 office to get vaccinated? It is expensive and time-consuming to travel to New York City, and having to go twice in a month will be somewhat difficult. So, unfortunately, our vaccine is being provided by the city, and it is only able to be utilized in the 5 boroughs. If we get vaccine outside of the 5 boroughs from the state, then we would be able to provide vaccination in another location. For now, we are vaccinating at our 220 office. Once we get the vaccine, we're going to start there. We need to work out the kinks. This is a laborious process. And once we are able to, we are hopeful to be able to start providing the vaccine in other of our regional offices. So it may be that going to the Bronx office will be a bit more convenient for you, but right now we have to first get the vaccine, and then once we get the vaccine, we need to work through the kinks utilizing our 220 location. And but again, we do not have the ability to vaccinate even if we had all of the kinks worked out in Westchester or Nassau at this time. Andrea discussed this at length yesterday during her call. Am I correct with that, Andrea?
Yes, Marky, that's correct. And the logistics around giving the Moderna vaccine are quite complicated and need to be monitored extremely carefully. And the storage requirements for the vaccine in terms of the refrigeration, once we take it out of the refrigerator, how we use it, how many doses we use within a certain period of time. It's very, very strict and stringent. And our first priority is that we use the vaccine effectively and efficiently and safely for all of our employees. And so unlike the flu vaccine, where we can easily distribute it through all the boroughs and have people go on a bus and take it, we can't do that with the Moderna vaccine because, as I said, it's highly operationally regulated, and we need to really monitor all of these logistical issues. So we're going to start out in Manhattan so we can ensure that we're administering it effectively and safely for all of our field staff. Thank you, Marky.
Thank you. So there. Someone forwarded an email that had been shared with the Certified Home Care Agency staff specifying that the PDF does not need to be displayed. I will ask for clarity on this and make sure that if this is not correct, you are updated and advised that you need to use the PDF. So for now, looks like the PDF is not needed, but I'm going to just ask because that's not what I was told when we received the approval. So we'll make sure that you have correct information, and that way you're able to minimize any risks with using the parking pass. So next question relates to MD notification coordination note. The scheduler has one. Can the MD notification get one too? So I'm going to read this because I'm not sure exactly what this means. There is a point care coordination note for the scheduler. Not everyone knew this. It's in the addressing visit e-learning was not initially taught. Can VNSNY create a point care coordination note for those same individuals who are identified for follow-up on uploaded Fourcura app documents that require MD faxing? They fax what they receive. In other words, can MD notifier coordination note be created with the MD notification template embedded, similar to the this visit MD note that's already in point care? Then whoever is assigned to follow up on the Fourcura app uploads, they still will be responsible for following through with any faxing, start of care, or resumption of care, discharges, drug utilization review, et cetera. MD notification coordination note would trigger a workflow for faxing similar to what the Furcura app upload is intended to do for office-based individuals, putting the function of chasing down MDs on field clinician regarding routine matters. Is this possible? So I don't have an answer to this question. I don't know if Andrea is comfortable answering. If not, we will investigate this and get back to you.
Yes, Marky, this is a very detailed question, which I certainly don't know the answer to. I will forward this question to Lisa Feltzer, and she's going to reach out to this individual directly. So thank you for the detailed question, and we will get an answer to you.
Thank you. So that was the last of the questions that we received. So we have a couple of follow-ups, and we will get in touch with those staff directly who raised some of the questions that they raised today. And, of course, we will continue to keep you informed once we receive the vaccine so that we can start administering the vaccine here at our office location and keep you focused on that. So once again, I wish you all a safe and happy new year, and looking forward to a better 2021 so that we can all put COVID behind us as soon as possible. So thank you very much.